In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a rebellion by MPs in his party over his Brexit strategy. The case of a Tamil family facing deportation returns to the federal court today, and the Boomers remain undefeated in the Basketball World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British MPs are set to decide whether to move Britain towards a snap election when they vote on the first stage of their plan to block Prime Minister Boris Johnson from pursuing a no-deal Brexit. Mr. Johnson has promised to take Britain out of the European Union on October the 31st, with or without an agreement, a position the majority of MPs oppose. In an emergency debate in the House of Commons, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the vote could be the last chance to avoid a no-deal Brexit.
Today, Mr. Speaker, is another historic day in Parliament. It's our chance to seize this last opportunity to stand up to a bullying government that has shown itself ready to dodge scrutiny and silence debate. If we do not act today, we may not get another chance. Whether people voted leave or remain, they did not vote to shut down democracy.
But Government MP Jacob Rees-Mogg has called on his colleagues to heed the will of the British people.
This government is absolutely committed to delivering Brexit on the 31st of October. We must deliver the largest democratic mandate in the nation's history. Delivering the referendum result requires this House to respect the voice of the people.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has implicitly warned MPs that he would seek an election if they challenged his position on Brexit, ruling out a further delay to Britain's departure from the EU. The International Red Cross says nearly every person on the island of Abaco and Grand Bahama would need some form of humanitarian assistance after being pounded by deadly Hurricane Dorian. The hurricane came close to catastrophic day-long halt over the northwest Bahamas, flooding the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama with walls of water that lapped into the second floors of buildings, trapped people in attics, and drowned the Grand Bahama airport under 6 feet of water. Authorities say at least 5 people died and 21 people were flown to the capital by the United States Coast Guard. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society spokesman Matthew Cochran says the Red Cross will be focusing on supporting 20,000 of the most vulnerable people.
We believe that Abaco Island has the most vulnerable population. There's a large Haitian community on the island who will need, we believe, a significant amount of assistance to recover from and rebuild after this storm.
Winds and rain continue to pound the northwest islands, sending people fleeing into the waters from one shelter to another. While Hurricane Dorian has weakened on its approach to the United States mainland, mandatory evacuations have been enforced across several states. In Georgia, officials are taking no chances with the storm, expected to bring heavy rain and flooding. The US National Hurricane Center warns that Dorian remains dangerous despite the reduced wind speed. Search teams have found no survivors on a dive boat engulfed by flames off the Southern California coast. All 34 passengers and crew sleeping below deck are now presumed dead, with 20 bodies so far recovered. 5 crew members on the boat's bridge above managed to survive the blaze. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says it appeared the exit and escape hatches from the sleeping quarters were blocked by fire.
Certainly our hope is that we will be able to penetrate the wreckage today, stabilize the vessel, penetrate the wreckage, conduct an investigation, search it, and then recover any remains that are in the boat. In terms of what is outside in the debris field, we just don't know at this point. Obviously, we're going to have to see how many total bodies we recover, and if there are still bodies missing, then we'll have to look further into the debris and the wreckage that's on the ocean floor.
Witnesses have reported a series of explosions on the boat after the fire took hold. A Tamil family facing deportation continues their legal fight to stay in Australia, with the federal court hearing the case of their 2-year-old daughter today. Priya, Nades and their 2 Australian-born daughters were living in central Queensland but are now facing uncertainty in Christmas Island detention. Despite widespread calls to let them stay in Australia, the federal government won't intervene, stating they don't qualify for protection. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she doesn't understand the government's reasoning behind the decision.
This is a federal government issue. What I would say, though, is in relation to that family, they have become an integral part of the Biloela community. And at a time when the Prime Minister talks about encouraging more people to go to the regions, what we have seen is that this family has contributed to that region.
The federal government will hear their case before an injunction blocking their deportation to Sri Lanka expires. To sport and in basketball, a near triple-double from Joe Ingles has helped the Australian men's team edge out Senegal 81-68 to move a step closer to the next round of the World Cup. Ingles' 17 points, 10 rebounds and 9 assists were instrumental in the Boomers' win against Senegal, who Lithuania defeated by 54 points 2 days ago in China. The world number 35 side led for parts of the first half and pushed a sluggish Australia until the end with its height and length. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers easing 16. Adelaide, rain easing 18. Melbourne, a late shower or two 19. Hobart, much the same 15. Canberra, partly cloudy 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny 23. Sydney, sunny 25. Newcastle, similar conditions 26. Brisbane, sunny 33. Cairns, much the same 29. And Darwin, sunny as well 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.